The city of Colorado Springs is currently conducting a survey of the urban tree canopy. The goal is to understand what kinds of trees are where and find places the city can add more while cutting back on long-term costs. 91.5 KRCC's Abigail Beckman has more.
Picture the street where you live. Now imagine that same street without any trees. Just homes, maybe a sidewalk, asphalt. Does that change your perception? Dennis Will thinks it would. He's the interim city forester for the Colorado Springs Parks and Recreation Department.
This is actually a green ash. This is kind of one of the trees that we've been talking about.
Four men in hard hats and protective glasses are hard at work.
Oh, I didn't even know he was up there. Hi. Good, how are you?
Two are near the top of the tree, which is about 50 feet tall, in bucket trucks.
This has been a problematic tree for us for a while. This tree's been losing large diameter branches and stems, especially like in the last couple of three windstorms that we had.
This green ash tree is a non-native species. Will says that's the same for almost every single tree we see, so they're likely stressed out by the climate and the weather. This tree is on the berm, or the patch of land between the sidewalk and the street, which makes it the city's responsibility. Will refers to it as a street tree.
And so what they're doing is called a structural prune, increasing the structural integrity of the tree, taking some of the heavy weight, the load off the branches, raising it up, and eliminating those branches that are not quite doing their job.
Will says as an industry standard, the city's forestry department should touch, physically examine and maintain each tree at least once every 7 years. The first touch is when the tree is planted, followed by pruning. Then maybe come back and spray it for insects or more trimming.
And then at the end of that tree's lifespan, then he would take it out.
How do you keep up with that?
You literally can't unless you have a large workforce.
The forestry division for the city of Colorado Springs has 10 full-time employees. Estimates put the number of trees at close to 200,000. Will says with the current number of people, it would take 104 years to go through every tree. But thanks to money from an anonymous donor, the city has hired an outside firm to conduct an assessment aimed at providing a glimpse of the canopy in a way that would be impossible for the small forestry department to do. Ian Hanau is the CEO of Plan It Geo. The company's first project was with the city of Denver in 2006. Since then, Hanau says they've done similar analyses for more than 300 cities across the U.S. and Canada. And now they're working with Colorado Springs.
So we have a current canopy analysis of the entire city that's very detailed, analyzing aerial imagery. And then we have two time periods, one before and one after the drought, that are looking at the overall percentage of tree cover and how that's changed.
The aerial images date back to the late 90s and will be paired with a plotted map of trees in several locations across the city.
Think of one as a top-down approach, which is the aerial analysis, and then one is a bottom-up approach, where we're on the ground looking at much more specific, detailed information.
The goal is to shed light on the composition, size, health, and diversity of the canopy.
Like the tree species, the size, you know, does it have branches that need to be removed? Are there safety concerns? Are there risks and liabilities?
Which will help the forestry department prioritize maintenance. Back at the green ash tree, Dennis Will points out other trees in the neighborhood.
So that one with the pale leaves over there, that's a Russian olive. That's actually an invasive species that's controlled by the state. This one here over this white truck here, that looks like a silver maple.
There's a variety of trees in this neighborhood. Will says that's a good thing.
Because insects and diseases are very host specific, whereas if it's mixed, Colorado blue spruce, silver maple, ash, Douglas fir, bristlecone pine, and on, because of that specificity of the insects and diseases, then it can't cross from one tree to the next.
And that helps ensure the health of all of the city's trees while giving Dennis Will and his employees a leaf up on maintenance. The assessment is expected to be completed this fall. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Abigail Beckman.